John Robson, why is Israel expected to tolerate a constant rain of murderous fire and not retaliate? Commentary. Oh look. Actual progress on the Middle East. After much head-scratching, Global Affairs Canada determined that it is in fact Hezbollah, an Iran-backed terrorist organization that Israel should not punish for slaughtering 12 Druze kids playing soccer. On the downside, Israel is still meant to put up with an endless rain of genocidal missiles from it or anyone else so inclined. I call it progress because Foreign Minister Melanie Joly's initial statement delicately avoided naming Hezbollah. And while someone took care to employ a culturally sensitive spelling in the update, at least they finally figured out it was this Hezbollah, not one of dozens of others, or, as Terry Glavin sardonically noted, perhaps Freemasons. Our Prime Minister meanwhile has so far said nothing, even though he recently marked Imamat Day and the 41st anniversary of Black July. One would hope Jews, or in this case Druze, are not neglected. For the rest, it's business as usual, aka free hits on Jews. For instance, one media report with its global leaders tried to dissuade Israel from increasing attacks on Lebanon. The United States did name Hezbollah and said the attack should be universally condemned. But the Secretary of State then took it all back with, "We also don't want to see the conflict escalate." Had Britain in 1939 named Hitler and Stalin for dismembering Poland and intoned it should be universally condemned, then added "we also don't want to see the conflict escalate," well, I suppose the upside is we'd all speak fluent German. And of course there'd be no Israel to cause trouble by constant provocative efforts not to be annihilated. French President Emmanuel Macron, whose country just hosted an Olympian transvaluing of the Last Supper, told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu his government was committed to doing everything to avoid a new escalation in the region by passing messages to all parties involved in the conflict. Leaders of Western nations should know that a note saying "do not seek to annihilate the Jews" SVP does anything but embolden enemies already committed to eradicating our infidel depravity as soon as Palestine is Judenrei from the river to the sea. If you only follow certain media, you might be forgiven for supposing this soccer field atrocity was an isolated incident, and if Israel were, say, to hit back, it would represent escalation. But actually Hezbollah has been raining missiles on Israel nonstop for nearly a year, a clear act of war, with the government of Lebanon unable or unwilling to intervene, and the government of Iran obviously behind it logistically, financially, and theologically. Tens of thousands of Israelis are refugees in their own country in consequence. But the aforementioned media story tastefully omits that detail. So does another media report headlined "Israel-Hamas War Latest, U.S. Cautions Israel Over Escalation with Hezbollah After Weekend Attack," referring only obliquely to the fact that cross-border fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has occurred almost daily since the war with Hamas in Gaza began in October. Or another one, which says, "The US, UN and Lebanon called for restraint after a rocket attack by Hezbollah on a soccer field in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday left at least 12 people dead, including children." Israel and Hezbollah have been trading fire along the Lebanese border since October 7, but officials fear this latest attack could trigger an all-out regional war. Which might at least prompt the incautious question why it's been happening. Did Israel decide to attack Hezbollah? And why October 7, when Hamas and its horrible co-jihadis attacked Israel, rather than October 13 when Israel retaliated? Not that hard to figure out, is it? The actual number of rockets fired by Hezbollah, nearly daily since October 7, is at least 6,000, if you also count anti-tank missiles and explosive drones. But all this report had was people are trapped in a relentless cycle of despair, followed by footage of Palestinians displaced by the mean old IDF. As they will, Canadian media chimed in with the usual "we must not provoke the people trying to kill us." For instance, one stated, "Far-right members of Netanyahu's government called for a harsh response against Hezbollah. But an all-out war with a militant group that has far superior firepower than Hamas would be trying for Israel's military after nearly 10 months of fighting in Gaza." far-right members. No far-left members of anything were available for criticism. And yes, same pundits and politicians said an Israeli incursion into Rafah would be a humanitarian and military debacle. But this time for sure. Would any Western nation tolerate a constant rain of murderous fire from right across their border? No. Not even in these postmodern times. And after the Holocaust, we said never again. But when Jews are attacked and fight back, we tell them actually just this once. Again and again.